USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
North Korea launched two short-range ballistic missiles off its east coast on Thursday. South Korea confirmed the launch, adding that they were most likely ballistic missiles, a violation of United Nations resolutions. The United States Senate has confirmed Dr. Rachel Levine as Assistant Secretary of Health, making her the first openly transgender person to win confirmation. The 52-48 vote on Wednesday was cast along party lines, with two Republicans joining Democrats in support of Levine. Police are reporting a United Airlines flight was diverted earlier this week after a passenger allegedly bit another man's ear and assaulted other people on board. United Flight 728 had to be diverted to Charleston, South Carolina on Wednesday due to a disruptive passenger on board. The flight was scheduled to fly from Newark, New Jersey to Miami, Florida. 14 games as Major League Baseball's spring training continues today. First pitch for the Rays and Braves start at 1:05 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
The Bible is under attack. Some countries even ban it. And in the United States, laws are being proposed to limit biblical values in society. Just last year, California's governor even banned private Bible study groups in homes. It's frightening. Now, Greg Kelly Reports investigates the growing movement to ban the Bible in American life. Watch Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV tonight at 7 p.m. and 11 p.m. Eastern as he reveals the real dangers to Christians and how they're fighting to protect the Bible. You won't find this on any other networks. Newsmax TV is America's fastest-growing cable news channel on all major systems. Check your cable guide or call them to get Newsmax. Or get it free on Roku, YouTube, Zumo, Pluto, or Amazon Fire. And smart TVs like Samsung, Sony, or LG. Plus, you can download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch us anytime, anywhere. So find out about the growing danger to your Bible freedom. Watch Newsmax TV's Greg Kelly tonight.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting the migrant crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is primarily made up of individuals rather than families. Most of those apprehended trying to cross the border are men in search of jobs, with the pandemic easing and the economy opening back up. AstraZeneca released more data Wednesday for its COVID-19 vaccine, saying the shot was 76% effective at preventing COVID-19. The company had said earlier it had a 79% efficacy rate. The recent report was based on 190 cases, 49 more cases than the company had analyzed earlier. Los Angeles police clashed with hundreds of protesters on Wednesday as officers moved in to close Echo Park's massive homeless encampment. The demonstrators, a mix of homeless people and activists, threw bottles and objects at officers who attempted to push them back from the park. Two unlawful assemblies were declared and dispersal orders were issued due to officers being assaulted with rocks, bottles, and smoke bombs. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A tit-for-tat moment by a National Hockey League ref cost him his job. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Following a hot mic moment, one hockey referee has found himself banned from working any more games for the National Hockey League. Referee Tim Peel was caught on mic during Tuesday night's game between Nashville and Detroit, saying that he wanted to give Nashville a penalty after making a questionable call against the Predators.
There wasn't much, but I wanted to get a penalty against Nashville early in...
That audio courtesy of Fox Sports Tennessee. NHL Senior Executive Vice President of Hockey Operations Colin Campbell said there was no justification for Peel's comments and called Peel's conduct in direct contradiction to the league's efforts to ensure the integrity of the game. Peel was set to retire from officiating at the end of the season. He'd been a referee with the league since October 1999, officiating more than 1,300 NHL games in his career.
The NHL season started January 13th. NASCAR Cup Series in Bristol, Tennessee with a dirt race Sunday. Martin Truex Jr. on MRN describes dirt racing.
I feel like all the other vehicles that race on dirt are so different. So we felt like this was the best way to go. And, you know, honestly, I think if you look at the field, there's a small handful of guys that have a lot of dirt experience and are, you know, very talented, obviously, on dirt. But I think for the most part, most of the field is going to be trying to figure it out. So it's going to be interesting for sure. And I look forward to, trying to figure it out and doing something different. It's always fun to learn new things.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.